Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. This is the second set of 9 bhajans in this series, and today we have a beautiful bhajan which adores Bhagwan as Sita, as Rama, as Radhe, as Shama. So Radha and Krishna and Sita and Rama, all the beautiful names of the Lord in this short and sweet bhajan. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. As you are aware, in this series we seek to revive and rediscover some of those beautiful compositions which used to be sung in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan way back in the 60s and 70s. Brother Srinivasulu, who had the opportunity to learn some of these compositions from Mr. Mohan Rao, will now share with us the lyrics of the bhajan, then sing for us its tune, and then we'll go on to learning its raga, the beat, and then we will listen to another devotee of yesteryears, Mr. Alipi Haridas, someone who was blessed by Bhagwan to compose many beautiful Sai bhajans, hundreds of Sai bhajans, beautiful bhajans which are sung even now in Prashant Nilayam, have flowed through the voice and the harmonium of Mr. Haridas from Kerala. Mr. Haridas is a very, very inspiring person. Not only are his compositions beautiful, his life too is a beautiful saga of divine love. You will listen to an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Haridas and Mrs. Radha Ramesh, someone who has spent 2 years learning 400 bhajans of Mr. Haridas so that these can be preserved for posterity. So we will listen to the conversation with Haridas and Mrs. Radha Ramesh. So let's get started with the lyrics of this bhajan.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Dasharatha Nandana, Janaki Jeevana, Raghukula Bhushana, Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Sai Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram Ram, Jaya Sai Ram.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, it's time to learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu will now sing this bhajan line by line, and you will hear Brother Anirudh learn from him, following him as best as he can. And you, dear listeners, please join Anirudh in learning this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam.
Dasharatha Nandana, Janaki Jeevana,
Dasharatha Nandana, Janaki Jeevana,
Dasharatha Nandana, Janaki Jeevana,
Dasharatha Nandana, Janaki Jeevana.
Raghukula Bhushana, Jaya Jaya Ram.
Raghukula Bhushana, Jaya Jaya Ram.
Raghukula Bhushana, Jaya Jaya Ram.
ರಘುಕುಲ ಭೂಷಣ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್
ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಸೀತಾರಾಮ್ 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 ರಾಧೇಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ರಾಧೇಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ರಾಧೇಶ್ಯಾಮ್
So that's the beautiful, simple Namavali Bhajan. We are just hailing the Lord as Sita Rama Radhe Shama. The words we are most familiar with, the words which you love the most, very easy to pronounce, but yes, needs a little more effort to learn the tune. And you heard the tune very beautifully explained by Brother Srinivasulu. Brother Anirudh was learning from him in the classroom, and now it's for all of us to spend more time learning this beautiful tune. A tune which Bhagwan loved to listen in the yesteryears in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantinilayam. So let's learn a little more about the Raga of the Bhajan that will help us to learn the tune flawlessly. So here with us is Anirudh. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the notes of this Bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This short and sweet Bhajan, I can say it is mostly based on the Raga Mohanam in the Carnatic classical music, which is called Bhupali in the Hindustani classical music. It's a very well-known raga. Needless to say, it has just 5 notes.
Sa re shudri ga shuddha ga pa da shuddha dha sa sa da pa ga re sa sare ga pa da sa sa da pa ga pa re sa da pa da sare ga re ga sare ga pa da ba da pa ga pa re sa.
So this is Mohanam.
And we have so many beautiful bhajans in Mohanam, isn't it? I think one of the ragas where we have plenty of bhajans.
Yeah, absolutely. So many bhajans we have, like...
Kalatitaya Siddhi Rupaya Yogeshwaraya Namo Hara 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 Sambha Shiva ವಿಭೂತಿ ಸುಂದರ ಸಾಯಿ ಶಿವ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಚರಣಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಚರಣಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಚರಣಂ ಭಜೆ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಘುಕುಲ ತಿಲಕ.
And it goes on and on.
Yes. I think because there are 5 notes in this raga, I think definitely you need a lot of practice. Yeah, it sounds very simple. I think there are a lot of bhajans also, very simple bhajans in this raga, but
yeah.
I think it is different from a raga where you have all the 7 notes.
Yeah, so maybe in general you can put that, means we would have observed that the bhajans which have the ragas which we have taken, has the less number of swaras.
Yes.
In the Arohana and Avrohana.
Yes.
That will be the most challenging, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Because to bridge the gap between the notes,
correct,
there might be some variations, there
yes.
might be some curves.
Yes.
And so those intricate transitions are very important.
Yes.
And even for practice also, we can take up 5 note ragas.
Correct.
And get some different ideas of alapana. And because the... since there are only five notes, the notes might be repetitive, the patterns might be repetitive because the permutation combinations are less.
Yes.
But in that constraint, in that boundary conditions, how much we can explore upon the raga, that's a real challenge in the music. So, I mean, something like if you, there are already many compositions in Mohanam, Bhopali. Yes. But if you have to really get a new composition, which still sounds fresh, it's a real challenge.
Challenge.
Of course, yeah, every composition has to come with a prayer to have the magic in the composition. Otherwise, it becomes a talent show.
Yes.
So, coming to this bhajan, as we are reminding of this bhajan, and this bhajan has a very peculiar thing of jumping from low note to high note. Especially if you take the last line, Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Sai Ram. So, this line jumps from
Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Sai Ram.
So, as I mentioned before, the transition when you go from, if you look into the swaras, pa pa pa, the low note is pa, pa pa pa, ga. Pa-ga. So there's a major shift or a ramp jump of the swaras. So it needs a little bit of practice to get to render your bhajan with feeling.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'll be more focusing on that jump and that note.
Yes.
Where to stand, where to land.
Yes.
Pa 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 ga.
Yes.
So,
so
finally,
you have practiced it so much. That jump happens seamlessly.
Yeah, it naturally comes, and that's what Swami expects. It should come with a bhava also.
Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Sai Ram.
It's a beautiful line where so much of bhava scope is there.
Yes.
At the same time, it is very challenging in terms of the structural aspect, the musical make of it.
Yes. And how effortless it should sound is how Brother Srinivaslu sounds.
Yeah, there is no other better example than that. We heard the bhajan from him.
Yes, wonderful. So yes, let's get on and learn the swaras, and I think that will definitely help us to render this bhajan better.
Yeah, so let's take the first line.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhesham, Radhesham, Radhesham. Sa sa da da pa da sa da pa pa da pa da pa da pa ga re sa re re sa ga re sa sa. Sa sa da da pa da sa da pa pa da pa da pa da pa ga re sa re re sa ga re sa sa. Dasharatha Nandana Janaki Jeevana ga ga pa ga re sa sa ni ni sa ni da pa pa ga ga pa ga re sa sa ni ni sa ni da pa pa. Raghukula Bhushana Jaya Jaya Ram Niri Riri Riri Ni Niri Gari Gari Sasa Niri Riri Riri Ni Niri Gari Gari Sasa. Jaya Jaya Ram, Jaya Sai Ram. Pa 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 ga ri ri ga ri sa sa ni da pa. Pa 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 ga ri ri ga ri sa sa ni da pa. Jaya Jaya Ram, Ram Jaya Sai Ram. Pa 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 ga ga ri ri ga ri sa sa. Pa 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 ga ga ri ri ga ri sa sa.
So that's how the swaras for these lines sound like. If you would have observed surely that though we mentioned
sarigapadasa.
Five notes in Mohanam, but we sang a different note, which is ni, shuddh ni.
Yes.
In the second line.
Dasharathanandana janaki jivana.
So it's a small diversion from Mohanam, but it gives lot of melody and it adds a lot of color to it. And even in fact, some of the Hindustani classical renditions of Bhupali has some ni into it when they come back, and that's more, you know, deep into the raga.
Yes.
So there are some traces of shuddhani also, but they use it in such a way that it's not like a prominent note ni.
Yes.
But it just comes in the flow.
It blends into the flow of Mohanam.
Sanida pa, sanida sada.
Yes. So something like that. It, more natural.
So the feel is of Mohanam only.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful. So we'll do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, or the Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, Kaherva in the Hindustani classical music. We can split the 8 as 4 counts. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sitaram, 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 Radhesham, Radhesham, Radhesham. Sitaram, 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 Radhesham, Radhesham.
Okay, so that gives us a glimpse of the beat also.
Yeah, actually when we were doing the beat, I was more reminded of the breath in the song, which is really, really important, because it has some beautiful small curves like
Sitaram, 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 Radhe.
So the point in which you take the breath should be after the word
Radhesham.
There you can give a pause.
Yes.
And then
Radhesham, Radhesham.
Yes. Otherwise it will be you know, you will land up leaving the breath,
taking the breath at the wrong place.
Exactly. In between the three.
Yes.
Curves.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. 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 I think breath management, it will come also naturally once you practice this bhajan so many times.
Yeah.
I think that you will automatically also know where to pause so that you don't disturb the melody of the bhajan.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Sairam.
Sairam.
So with that, we have discussed about the raga, the tala, basically all that goes into the technical structure of this bhajan. And now, it's time to listen how to offer to Bhagwan these bhajans with bhava, with feeling. And for this, we're going to now listen to an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Alipi Haridas and Mrs. Radha Ramesh. Mrs. Radha Ramesh has learnt the compositions of Mr. Haridas so that they can be shared with humanity, because Mr. Haridas is now seen more than 70 summers and winters, and he is very keen that these bhajans that have flowed from Bhagwan through him are utilized to connect us to Bhagwan. So here is Mrs. Radha Ramesh, who will be speaking about Mr. Haridas, and Haridas, who on the harmonium will sing for us his beautiful melodies. Amazing. So if you see his life, initially he was completely into commercial.
Yes.
Singing. And when the saints came, he got tuned into devotional singing. Once he saw Swami, he discovered the joy of bhajan singing, and he discovered how bhajan singing can subdue and surpass any other joy. And then came a time, slowly, when Bhagwan completely weaned him away from anything other than bhajans.
Yes.
And he became so spiritualized that he was far away from anything to do with commerce. And now he was just lost himself in bhajans, and now he made bhajans his mission.
Absolutely.
How Bhagwan has shaped him over the years. You know, right from the time 1965, Swami picked him. Swami ensured that he lands in Parthi and said, I will take care of you. And that's what it has happened, isn't it? His life, Bhagwan, has, at every step, has been slowly preparing his mind towards becoming a beautiful flute in his hands.
He says, at the age of 71 today, when I look back, from the age of 13, I had been playing harmonium. At the age of 20, I got to know about Bhagwan. So only meaningful life is after 20. After Bhagwan entered my life in this form. Then about his personal life, he got married to a Muslim girl.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after marriage, they came to Parthi and stayed for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time he got to know about Shri Kalyan Chaudhary.
Mm-hmm.
So he heard him singing Krishna Kanaya. He was mesmerized by his singing.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I was so scared to go and speak to him because I am nobody. And this feeling that I am nobody, even at this age, after n number of compositions, he says, I am nobody. Swami is blessing. Swami is giving the lyrics. I am nothing. He went and requested him. Sir, then he said, which language? Then he says, somehow I managed to tell him that I want to learn this bhajan.
Because he speaks only Malayalam.
Yeah. So, very lovingly, Chaudhariji took him to his room. Asked him, do you play harmonium? He said, kunjam kunjam.
Yes, little
and he
little.
Said, play. And the moment he played, he said, whenever you come, Kerala Babu. He got a title from Kalyan Chaudhary. He says, Hari Babu.
Hari Babu.
You must play. And he learned so many bhajans from him, so many compositions. Then he said, after me, someone should sing all this. So I'll give you the lyrics, tune of all that I've composed.
Mm-hmm.
And within 1 week, he learned everything.
Wow.
And then this saga of composition started.
So first he learned all that Kalyan Chaudhary sir
yes.
had to teach him. And then he started his own compositions.
And precisely that bhakti for Guru who brought him into Swami's bhajans. When you have asked him to sing his composition,
yes.
the first namaskar goes to his Guru.
Yes. The Guru takes you to the divine. Wonderful.
So every action, every word, we get something to learn from him.
Wonderful. And he is someone who also has led a very beautiful life, isn't it? When you look at his life, it is so inspirational.
If you really see his life, so much of ups and downs. In fact, I would like to share how I met him 2 years back.
Mm-hmm.
I came here for a sadhana to Prashanti Nilayam. And it so happened that he was holding a bhajan at Eradi sir's house.
You are from Mumbai.
I am from Mumbai. Had been Balvika's guru, little bit of Vedam teaching and learning, and of course, bhajan is the passion. So we went there. The moment he started with Ganesha bhajan, I found that everybody are so immersed in the bhajans with their eyes closed. Maybe I was the only odd person with open eyes,
mm-hmm.
but I was lucky enough to see how Swami was enjoying the bhajans.
Mm-hmm.
And the garland started moving, swinging. And again, I was so eager to tell people that look at the way Swami is happy. But then all are immersed.
Wow.
And the second, third bhajan, one is on Narasimha Murthy. Very, very few bhajans on the deity of Narasimha Murthy connected to Bhagwan. He started singing it. And alternate flowers from the garland was falling down.
Oh.
And again I was surprised. People are not seeing it. I was feeling so happy, excited. And singer is immersed. The entire hall is immersed. I was wondering how people are so connected to Bhagwan. They have forgotten themselves. They don't know what is happening. Then the bhajan came. Satya Sai Deva. This was composed on the day Swami left his physical body. With so much of pain and so much of emotion, he was singing. And The flowers were falling liberally. End of the bhajan, I couldn't resist going and asking him. I mean, I didn't know he belongs to which place, what is his name, nothing. But I couldn't resist myself. I went and asked him, how is it that you are connecting so well to Bhagwan, yourself and the entire crowd? Could you give me a guidance? He replied, when you want to sing a bhajan, it's a very, very responsible job. Close your eyes. You are experiencing Swami in front of you. You are seeing Bhagwan in front of you. Go ahead. Only then you can connect, and when you are connected, remember, people come to Bhagwan not because of faith many times. People come with lot of problems. They are right. It is Bhagwan who is the mother of all. Your duty to connect them to Bhagwan, they forget every worry and they are in bliss during the time of bhajan. Seeing Bhagwan, you must sing. If you have to sing like that, you must have practiced a bhajan 100 times. Before practicing it 100 times, you must have listened to it 100 times.
Oh my God.
In between, still there is a gap. After listening to a bhajan 100 times, sing along with the teacher another 100 times. Only then you can master a bhajan. And once physically you have mastered the bhajans, you won't be worried. It will naturally come from you and you will be seeing Bhagwan. And emotionally, you must be praying for everybody. Other than Bhagwan, you, there should be no thought in your mind. If you cannot come to this stage, please do not sing.
Oh my God.
The very next day, with Bhagwan's grace, one more bhajan got organized at Parthi. And that day, very kindly, he said, you want to learn bhajans? You can record few bhajans. Remember what I told you yesterday. Practice it this way. Any time you can call me. Any day you can call me. I'll be too happy. I feel very happy when bhajans are sung. In fact, he said, I have a problem on my leg, so I cannot sit for longer hours. Later I found that during bhajans he can sit for 24 hours also. Then he said, whenever I come to Prashanti Nilayam, then he said, I don't miss even a single Prashanti Seva.
Oh, all these years?
All these years.
Wow. Whenever there is a Kerala Satyasaya organization Seva, he is part of
Seva. Twice a year, he is a part of it.
Oh, wow.
I will not miss it. It is again Bhagwan's mercy that I am able to spend those 7 days of Seva in Bhagwan's presence. So after my duty, I will go outside, sit and listen to the students rendering the bhajans. He says that those are the happiest moments of my life. With what bhavam, what love for God they sing. Then he said, going back to his journey. After this, Kerala state got an opportunity to present bhajans in front of Bhagwan. The very first session were majority of his compositions. Then he got an opportunity to teach few bhajans to Babu from Sundaram and some of the students. That's how this bhajan came to Prashanti Nilayam. And Eradi sir also started singing some of his compositions here.
Yes, one is of course Hari Om.
Hari Om.
And Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava.
Yes. And this bhajan which is telling you, Ganesha Bhajan, Ganapati Gajavadana. This was sung by him in front of Bhagwan. Then Swami was extremely happy with it. Then he said, very nice song. You must teach such songs to the students.
Beautiful. Why don't we ask sir to sing this bhajan?
Ganapati Gajavadana.
Ganapati Gajavadana. Ganapati Gajavadana. Gananada Gajavadana. Nana Sri Ganadada Gajanana Ganesha Saranam Saranam Ganesha Ganesha Saranam Saranam Ganesha Ganabhadi Gajabhadana Ganadada Gajanana Ye Gajandaya Namaha He Rambaya Namaha Siddhi Vinayakaya Namaha Sri Vigneshwaraya Namaha Ye Ganadada Gajanana Ganesha Saranam Saranam Ganesha Ganesha Saranam Saranam Ganesha Ganapati Gajavadana Gananada Gajanana.
So this was presented in front of Bhagwan.
By Eradi sir.
And you mentioned this was in?
Sometime in 2000.
Sometime 2000.
About bhajans, he gives a guidance. He says, Swami said, what is a good bhajan? A person sitting in the last row, able to connect to Bhagwan and sing along with the lead singer, is a good bhajan. He says then, what are the guidance? He says, as a trainer, I'll say three things. Be kind, loving and strict.
Oh.
He says, only a kind person can sing melodious bhajan.
Wow.
Only when you have genuine love, that feeling of love can be generated in the minds of people who listen.
Only when you are a loving person, can you ensure that love sprouts in the listener's of the bhajan.
Mind. Third, he says, be strict.
Mm-hmm.
Because bhajan singing, whether you are singing in chorus or you are lead singing, it requires practice, it requires penance. And any singer who wants to lead sing, he will ensure that they have to do Omkaram Suprabhadam Pranayamu.
Mm-hmm.
Without your personal sadhana, you cannot become a singer. And this sadhana will help you to realize that Bhagwan is singing through you.
Wow. Amazing.
And a very interesting incident. During the year 2003, this incident is, the youth were to present a song in front of Bhagwan. Previous night he was given the assignment of training them. So earlier sir used to have an orphanage where single-parented children, ladies who have nobody, anyone who wanted to walk in was given a place. So he used to compose bhajans for them. And every day there used to be Nagar Sankirtan. After Nagar Sankirtan, he'll sit down for to compose new bhajans.
Mm-hmm.
And some of marvelous, beautiful bhajans emerged during those times. One is Raksha Karo Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, if you can sing it for us. Raksha Karo Bhagwan.
Raksha Karo Bhagwan Sai Krupa Karo Bhagwan Raksha Karo Bhagavan Sai Krupa Karo Bhagavan Jairam Janakiram Sitaram Sai Ram Jairam Janakiram Sitara, Sai Ram, Raksha Karo Bhagavan, Sai Krupa Karo Bhagavan, Prema Swarupa Ke Bhagavan. Jodhi Swarupa Ke Bhagavan, Parthi Purisha Ke Bhagavan, Kalagaray Chagane, Sai Akhila Deswarane, Anagaray Chagane, Sai Akhila Deswarane, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Chakaru Bhagavan, Sai Krupa Karu Bhagavan.
This bhajan, Sati Sai Deva, was composed on the most difficult moment of each devotee of Bhagavan, the day Bhagavan decided to leave the physical form. The thought that came to his mind, Bhagavan cannot go anywhere. He is inside us, always with us. So, whatever you wanted to teach us, we promise that keeping you inside my heart, all of your children will know that Swami is with us each moment. Very, very touching bhajan. Sir, if you can sing that.
Sathya Sai Deva Sadhu Jana Lola, Sathya Sai Deva Sadhu Jana Lola, Sagala Hrida Yeshwara, Sai Sashtang Namaskar, Sagala Hrida Yeshwara, Sai Sashtang Namaskar. Sathya Sai Deva Sadhu Jana Lola, Samagana Lola, Sadhu Jana Priya Deva, Samagana Lola, Sadhu Jana Priya Deva, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema, Satya Sai Sundara, Satya Sai Sundara, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema, Satya Sai Sundara, Satya Sai Sundara, Satya Sai Deva Sadhu Jana Lola, Sakala Hridayeshwara, Sai Sashtange Namaskar.
So that was an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Ali Bihari Das and Mrs. Radha Ramesh. With that, we move on to the last leg of this program, You will now listen to this bhajan sung in the divine sanctum sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam. You will get a feel of how this bhajan sounds when sung with music and accompaniments in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Radhesha, Radhesha, Radhesha.
To the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments or suggestions on this program, as always, dear listeners, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and brothers Prem and Harishankar will start Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. I will be back after 60 minutes and we will have a fresh episode of Vahini Satsang. We are continuing our discussion on Prema Vahini. And today we will have Dr. Narasimhan as a guest in this program. So that's coming up after Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sarah.